So let's review. The Mishnah at the beginning of the parak said, "V'loy v'kovel l'rishus haram." A woman may not go out to the rishus haram with a kovel. At the end of the previous daf, Rabbi Avohu defines kovel as kippush al tzemer, a woolen cap worn by women under the hat. Kovel also has another definition, a kavla de avda, an emblem which is sometimes sewn onto the clothing of a slave or worn on the neck to identify him or her as a slave. It's also called a chaisim. Now, according to Rabbi Avohu, that the Mishnah forbids a kippush al tzemer, a woolen cap, certainly a kavla de avda, an emblem on a slave, would also be usher out of concern that the slave will take it off and carry it. Our daf continues this discussion with the Shmuel Amar, kavla de avda tanan. Shmuel holds that the Mishnah forbids only a slave woman from going out with the identifying emblem, but the woolen cap is mutter. It's permissible because it is less likely that a woman would remove her cap for fear of exposing her hair. After a brief discussion, the Gemara comes to the following conclusions about Shmuel's opinion. If the slave wears an emblem around his neck, he may go out with it if it was made by the master because he would be afraid to remove it. He may not go out with it if he made it for himself because he might remove it. The Gemara goes on to clarify that even if his master made it, it is permitted only if made of clay. But if it is made of metal, the servant may not go out with it because davar ha-makbar lav rabba in yotzen bo. The servant may not go out with anything that has value and the master would not want it lost, because if it falls off, the servant will come to pick it up and carry it home. If the slave wears the patch on his clothing, he may not go out with it even if it was made by his master, because if it falls off, mirtas umikapale, he'll be afraid and fold his clothing over the area of the patch to hide the fact that it's missing. Wearing clothing that is folded in an unusual way is considered carrying on Shabbos. The Gemara goes on to analyze a brisa that speaks about bells worn by people and by animals. The brisa says, the servant may not go out with a bell around his neck, because if it falls off, he will likely pick it up and carry it. The bell attached to his clothing because and the Chacham did not forbid anything woven into the garment, because we are not concerned that it might fall off since it's sewn in. The Braisa also said that an animal may not go out loy bezug shebetzavara, v'loy bezug shebeksusa. Rashi quotes the Gemara above that nundalad amabez, because it appears as if he's taking the animal to the market. The above mentioned Braisa also discussed whether the emblem and bells of a slave or animal are makabel tuma. After a lengthy discussion in the Gemara, the conclusion is as follows. The chosim of an eved, whether worn on his neck or his clothing, is not makabel tuma, because it is not a kli, a utensil, or a malbish, a garment, or a tachshin, an adornment. The emblem of an animal is of course not makabel tuma for the same reason. The zug, the bell of an eved, whether worn on his neck or clothing, is makabel tuma, because it's considered a tachshir, an adornment. The bell of an animal is makabel tuma only if the isli inbil. It has the clapper inside, because then it's a kli, a useful utensil, tibi mashmiya kol, to make noise. However, the lesli inbil, if it has no clapper, it is not makabel tuma because it's not useful. It also is not makabel tuma as a tachshir, an adornment, as Rashi explains. Dein tachshir lebehema. There is no halacha of tachshit for an animal. However, regarding the bell of an eved, it is makabel tuma even if it has no clapper, because it's still considered tachshit since the appearance is the same. The final sugya on today's daf is an analysis of the line in the braisa that says, nitlu in beleim adayin tumas nalein. If the clappers were removed from the bells, they still remain tumim. The Gemara questions why? Considering that those bells were made for noisemaking and no longer have any function as a noisemaker. Two of three possible explanations are mentioned in today's daf. Amar Abaya, Hoyel Shahedid Yochel Achzirei. Since a clapper can easily be replaced by a layman, it does not require a craftsman. The temporary removal of the clapper does not affect the bell's tumah status. Rava questions this explanation of Abaya. If we have an explicit braisa with regard to Maspoir Shel Parokim, a two-part scissor, or Izemel Shel Rehitni, the blade of a carpenter's plane, which states, while they are not in use and are separated, they are not considered connected at all, even though they can easily be reconnected. Therefore, Rava gives another reason why it retains its tumah. Omer Rava, since it can still be used as a noisemaker, a semblance of its original function, by banging it on pottery, it retains its tumah status. This discussion will continue and carry throughout the entire Amud Aleph of the next daf.